Ms. Carroll, can we have a statement, please?
No comment from the writer E. Jean Carroll moments after winning her lawsuit against Donald Trump. A jury of 6 men and 3 women found the former president liable for sexual abuse and defamation. The writer and former columnist testified for 3 days. She said the attack happened in the dressing room of a high-end department store, and while she couldn't recall the exact date, the incident changed her life. Trump declined several invitations to testify in his own defense. Instead, the jury saw a deposition he gave last year, during which he doubled down on some of the most controversial comments he made in the infamous Access Hollywood tape that first surfaced in 2016.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the...
Well, that's what... That's, if you look over the last million years, I guess that's been largely true. Not always, but largely true. Unfortunately or fortunately.
The jury found a preponderance of evidence supported all of her claims except rape. The jury also found that Trump defamed Carroll when he called the case a total con job.
Trump's deposition was incredibly damaging. It was insulting to women. It belittled Ms. Carroll. I think it was just a disaster for the defendant.
2 other women who claimed Trump had sexually assaulted them around the same time as the attack on Carroll also testified. Trump denied all 3 attacks took place and quickly responded to the verdict on his social media platform, saying, "I have absolutely no idea who this woman is. This verdict is a disgrace." His lawyer said he would appeal.
This was a rape claim. It was a rape case all along, and the jury rejected that, but made all the findings, so... We'll obviously be appealing those other findings, but they rejected her rape claim, and she'd always claimed this was a rape case. So it's a little perplexing, but, we move forward.
This case is just one of several legal issues facing the former president. He's also been criminally charged with falsifying business records. None of these cases preclude him from running for re-election, and so far, none seem to have hurt his standing in the polls. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.
Now, children making the long journey to Sudan's border with South Sudan.